Gowie, good morning, mate. We all feel for a good friend of yours in Jared Lyle, a third bout of leukemia, unfortunately. He's got the wife and the couple of kids.
Yeah, awful, awful news. Yeah. Well, leukemia's come back. He's going so well, too. He changed his life. He wasn't on tour. He's just going to play the Australian tour. He was going to get a club job. He's working in a shop. He's got his belts that he imports, that he sells on his website.
Mm.
Everything was sort of getting some stability in his life. And with the two girls, Lucy and Gemma, he was, you know, everything was all rosy. So it was terrible news yesterday. I spoke to him in the morning. He just said, I'll fight this bastard again, which is all he can do, really. It's, amazing, to come back a second time from and go and play on the PGA Tour. He never thought that he'd ever do that when he was lying in the hospital bed. So he said, I've done it twice. I'll do it again. So, hopefully there's a positive outcome there, and I'll tell you what, he fights as hard as anyone, that's for sure.
Mate, how does his family cope?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, Bronnie, how's she coping? That's right. They just got it all together. They were just loving life and living down Bowen Heads way there, and just it all comes to an end. So He'll fight it. He'll get back to it again, and hopefully we'll see him. He's got a lot of support from the golfing fraternity around the world. Billy Horschel, Jordan Spieth, all of them are sending him message, and he loves the support.
Yeah. Look, we just wish him all the best. Yeah, thoughts absolutely. And prayers there for Jared Lyle, Bronny, and the two girls as well. Paul, Tom Brady, is he trying to muscle his way into the golfing world?
Well, yeah, it's amazing. He's a big golfer. He loves his golf. And a golf club in Massachusetts, which is one of the oldest in the country and probably the most exclusive, called the Country Club. It's a really secret society there. And normally they don't let any celebrities in at all, a bit like LA Country Club. Now, the only celebrity they ever let in there was Ronald Reagan. And not even Fred Couples could get into that golf course. And Tom Brady lives on the fourth hole there, and anyway, he's had his name down on the waiting list for a number of years now, and finally they've let him in. It's like he's won another Super Bowl. He's that happy that he can actually walk out his back door and play golf. And it's quite a role to get into that club. You need two people to nominate you, and then you need 10 people to second that basically on your character. So somehow he's found a number of people to back him in as his character. So, but he's finally in.
I'm sure you would have found 10 people somewhere lying around, Gary. Oh, what do you reckon? Yeah, I'll vote for you. So what about Peter Lonard?
Well, this is it. I've been waiting for this day. Peter Lonard has turned 50 a couple of weeks ago, and he's making his seniors tour debut over at the Seniors Open in England. So there's a number of Aussies playing there this week. David McKenzie's actually just turned 50 also, but Lonard is teeing it up in his first one. Peter Fowler, Peter O'Malley. He's actually been playing good of late. He's been playing on the web.com, just waiting for his starts on the Champions Tour. So good luck to him. He's now 50. I'm just hoping that we can use his pensioner's card soon, because we'll get a discount. He hasn't made any money in a while, but good luck to him. It's good to see. I think he'll go well. He stays fit and healthy. He hasn't been too fit with his back and a few injuries that he's had over the last couple of years, though. But he's raring to go.
Gary, how old are you?
47, I think.
He can't wait. He's the only bloke I know who can't wait to turn 50. Yeah.
He's counting down the minutes.
I cannot wait. This working thing for a living sucks. Like, really, being a professional athlete is so easy to the normal working life. So I can't wait to on 50.
Have you got it in you to hit golf balls every day, though?
Yep.
Absolutely. For 10 hours a day. I tell you, you can't work in an office for 8-10 hours a day. It's a lot better out in the sunshine.
Who works that long? You can't work in rugby league. You get a couple of hours out at most. So. Exactly. Gary, the Canadian Open, mate, you got a couple of tips there?
Yeah, I like Bubba Watson. I normally don't tip
Bubba Watson.
Yeah, he's celebrated like last week at Birkdale. Geez, he looked a lot better. He, I think he's had some ups and downs this year. He hasn't played that well. I think that stupid golf ball that he's using, the pink one, the yellow one, it's bloody ridiculous. He's taken all the money. But he's actually, I think they found him a ball, even if it's coloured, that's a little bit softer that he can use. And, he played a lot better around a golf course that he shouldn't have played well. But this Glen Abbey, where they're playing, he's played well there before. He can definitely play around here. He's a confidence guy, you know. He just finds something and goes with it. So I think he's on the upward trend. Sung Cairn, a young guy that's just playing every week, he's playing well. He's got to be a great roughie. And then I'm going to go for the Aussies. There's a bunch of Aussies in there. Curtis Luck and Brian Ruffles have got to start this week. But Brett Druitt, we haven't heard much of him this year, but he had a little 62 at the event last week. So I like him.
Gary, as always, thanks very much. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks, fellas.
There he is, Paul Gower, golf expert.